The Internal Mountain Climbers, page 3. Enter Seagoon in cloak and paper hat. He approaches door of the moneylender and knocks with a giraffe.
Come in, Seagoon, heavily disguised in cloak, paper, hat, and holding a giraffe.
Good morning. I wish to borrow X pounds.
X pounds? What for?
My expenses. X pounds! Just my little joke.
Just my little bullet. Now, dear ragged Ned, sit on this blank check and tell me all, please.
I want to borrow 30,000 pounds.
There, all in farthings. Moriarty.
What do you want, Red Pie? What do you want? What do you plan?
Stop going, and parcel up the gentleman's money. Neddy, just sign this gentleman's agreement, please.
Let me see it. I promise to pay back 30,000 pounds plus 10,000. What's that for?
That's the tip, Neddy. You leave it under your upper plate.
I refuse to sign.
Good.
I demand a recount.
Seagoon. Seagoon. I am the spirit come to help you again, mate. Sign it with a false name.
Of course. Very well. There. Gladys Latul Seagoon.
So you're a woman?
Well, yes!
My little darling! Marry me!
Put me down, darling!
It must have been hell for Seagoon. But finally, at midnight, he shook off Moriarty and, with the famous Eccles, started work on the next part of the Goon Show.
And the next part of the Goon Show is the part where I say, tomorrow we sail for India!
Yes, Jim, and that's where we'll meet. You will meet the great military mountaineer, Major Bloodnock. Major Bloodnock!
Owls. Oh, me owls, oh. I'll never eat eggs again, I tell you. Oh.
Oh, yes. They must be bad for you, I'll be bound.
It is.
But then, Sub, listen.
What?
The monsoons have broken.
You careless fool. I'll get the brush and pan.
What?
Oh! Oh! Every time I bend down, that happens. All right, do me... What?
You there!
Gad, look. It's two off-white men. Come in out the rain.
Thank you. Major Bloodnock?
The same. Late of the Saskatchewan Red Indian Cavalry.
This is the famous Eccles, late of the human race.
Oh, yeah. Eccles? Gad, it must be 30 years since we met.
I ain't never met you before.
It must be longer, 40 years.
Oh, that's more like it.
Yeah. Of course. Well, now you're here, let me help you. Singis, take this gentleman's things and put them in the wicker basket marked Lot 23-8 Bob.
What splendid hospitality.
You're staying the night?
Yes.
Where?
Here.
Blast. Well, before you turn in, would you care for a nightcap?
Yes.
What size head?
6 and 7 lumps.
Oh, horrible. Seriously, though. You've come a long way here. How about some whiskey?
No.
Rum, then?
No.
What about gin?
No.
Good heavens, man, haven't you bought me anything at all?
Of course. I brought you this long, thin green thing with a rusty bootless tied on it.
But I've already got one of those.
You've got one? How was I to know?
How? Isn't it obvious? You could have written, surely. I mean, how will you?
Steady, Bloodnock. Steady. I'm here to offer you employment.
Work?
Yes. We got Bloodnock onto his bed and revived him with a glass of Futo, the Wonder Boot Exploder.
Oh, that's better. Now, Seagoon, tell me all.
It's about climbing Mount Everest from the inside. Well, I feel...